Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Well, the NFL playoffs officially kicked off this past weekend, and so that can only mean one thing, that the Dallas Cowboys are thinking about next season.
That's how you're starting it today, huh? That's how you're getting in, huh?
Yeah. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip's still out, and sitting in is Callie Cold.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Nothing but prayers and love to Kip Branch and his family right now. Much love.
Yeah. So the NFL playoffs have come around, and by the way, before I get into this, for all you Georgia fans and folks that are familiar with our show, right, so this show, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, weekly, we are graced enough and blessed enough to live on the Georgia coast, right? So we live down in southeast Georgia, the St. Simons, Brunswick area is where this show comes to you from. And so today, for all of you Georgia fans, we've got Kirby Smart down in this area, making some rounds and talking to some coaches and whatever else Kirby Smart does when he comes to this area. And I will say that I believe this is at least the third or fourth year that Kirby has been here, talking to coaches, players, and multiple visits.
Wow.
So. The high school football talent in southeast Georgia, is it's come a long way, bro. It's always been good, but I think over the last decade, it's really gotten a lot more attention than what it had gotten previously.
Oh yeah, I totally gotta agree. We see what's coming with Brunswick High each and every year, and how their guys playing on Saturday. You see guys playing on Sunday. You see guys, same thing, Glenn Academy, even Frederica, even coming on. But when you talk about football, period, in southeast Georgia, I mean, it's on another level, and I think we're seeing it be more tapped in like the rest of the state. Mm-hmm. Now, before you could say, they might show a little bit more love out West Georgia. They might show a little bit more love in the Atlanta area. But we've been getting the love. We definitely been getting the love. So, and these young men deserve it. A lot of good ball players out here.
The yellow helicopter is what Kirby flies around. I was trying to think of a good adjective that would describe flying around in the helicopter, and nothing came to mind. So we'll just
I seen post of it last year. I didn't see anybody post that he was in town this year. Last year it was like crazy.
Yeah. He's here today. So yeah pretty cool stuff. Anyway. So the NFL playoffs in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went ahead and advanced, beating the Philadelphia Eagles. Now the Philadelphia Eagles, of course, they've got a lot of Georgia players on their roster, and they've got Hurts on their roster, so they've got a strong following from this area.
Big Play Slay, shout out to Big Play Slay.
Darius Slay. Completely missed him. And it was obvious to me, and I'm not a coach, I'm not a doctor, don't pretend to be, but I am a football guy.
Right.
And watching that game, I can go ahead and tell you, Jalen Hurts was hurt.
He didn't look like himself. He didn't look like himself.
He didn't, and that team struggled down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up getting into the playoffs for sure, but Jalen Hurts just didn't really, in my opinion, play up to potential that he had shown, and then especially in the Tampa game, he just looked hurt.
Well, hey, you know what it is. What's the goal line play or the 1 yard play? The push, the quarterback sneak, but it's called, what are they called? The push or?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, that, when you do that, 16, 17 weeks, that's what happens. But shout out to Jalen Hurts. I think he'll be back. But, you know, it's hard to make 2 years of a deep run like that. You know, you talk about going all the way to the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. Then you come out and, I mean, they started with a hell of a season. Like, they were
the front runners.
Midway
through the season, the Eagles looked like the team to beat.
For real.
As far as winning a Super Bowl. It was them in San Francisco that everyone was talking about. And then, like I said, I just feel like that Jalen got hurt somewhere along the way.
Right.
And maybe was only operating at 60-70%. And that makes a huge difference. Well, with that football team, huge difference.
Yeah, because they're physical. And you know, them being physical, Jalen Hurts being a physical quarterback, it's kind of hard for him to kind of get away with an injury because his game is not finesse. You know, sometimes if you do have a certain injury that isn't affecting your throwing arm, or you have a certain injury that isn't affecting the tight passes or the way you operate as a quarterback, you know, you can get away with it. But if a big part of your game is movement and getting contact, and being like in the trenches like they have him as a quarterback, you know, you need that guy 100%. It's hard. We see the same thing, though, with Lamar Jackson at times. You could just tell if they're hurt, it's not the same game.
We're gonna talk a little bit about the games that are coming up this weekend for the NFL playoffs. And if Callie wants to throw in some predictions, that's fine. I am certainly going to give you some predictions.
Yes.
And a couple that may stun you, but that's okay. By the way, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Golden Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simon's Island Causeway. Golden Coast Golf Carts. .com. I'm going to get it.
You know, we were talking about Jalen Hurts being injured, or at least he looked injured to me. A quarterback in the playoffs that was not injured was Dak Prescott.
But you can say you wish he was.
Jalen outplayed him still.
You could say you wish he had an excuse for what happened. I don't know how. I don't understand how they got punked out like that. I didn't expect them to get punked out like that.
It's coaching. But they weren't prepared to play the football game. I mean, at the end of the day, they weren't prepared to play the game. Whatever plan had been put in place by Coach McCarthy and his staff, obviously, right out the gate, you're down 21-0 before you can, or 20-0 before you can blink. So whatever game plan that you had wasn't working. Mm-hmm. That's not what you should have continued to do. But for whatever reason, when the Cowboys went to the half and they came back out, I don't know if they decided they were going to change something and they came out and that didn't work. But to me, it looked like they just doubled down. You know, this is what we're going to do. It didn't work in the first half. We're going to do it again in the second half. And the game was over early third quarter, mid third quarter.
And it's a shame, like, when you have a team that looks like that on paper. And we've been seeing them break down throughout the year, but it's just at certain points in the game, they can't get those completions. They can't convert first downs. And it looks like there's no chemistry. They're a team that either looks like they have all the chemistry or no chemistry. And they look like they didn't even know, you know, whose team they were on last weekend. And again, that type of disappointment, you know, they keep delivering to the Cowboys Nation. But they got rid of their problem, didn't they?
Boy, I tell you what, the videos of the Cowboy fans that were circulating over the internet were great this weekend. It was
hilarious.
Awesome.
Hilarious.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Smack in the middle of high school basketball season, and the Statesboro Blue Devils look poised to be a factor. 7 games remain for the 12-3 Blue Devils. Also off to a good start are the 16-3 Glen Academy Red Terrors. Glen swept crosstown rival Brunswick High in both games and is eyeing a region championship themselves. Meanwhile, down in Camden, the Wildcats are 14-4 and also looking to win a region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Hey, it's Cali Code, and you're listening to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It's time for the weekend review.
And here we go. Well, the first weekend of the NFL playoffs just happened, so you know what that means. The Dallas Cowboys start thinking about next season. So Jim Harbaugh is interviewing for the Atlanta Falcons job. Well, the Falcons could use a little cheating. Kalen DeBoer, go ahead and start looking for jobs at the Tulsas and Troys of the world, because the first time you go 8-4 at Alabama, they're going to run you right out of Tuscaloosa.
You're right.
I am pretty sure that Caitlin Clark could beat most collegiate guys one-on-one.
Right.
Ah, the right. Australian Open, the tennis tournament that no one watches except for me. Draymond Green, also known in some circles as the reincarnation of Bill Laimbeer, says the Warriors have no pride. It is official, Baker Mayfield, no longer a bust.
You're right.
How about them Cowboys? Only in the NBA is being 7 games under 500 good enough to make the postseason. Right. The Minnesota Timberwolves lead the Western Conference. Yeah, there's a team in Minnesota. Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch. Yes, yes, yes. And these are my thoughts.
Hey, we're back with the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm laughing so hard, I can't even do it.
Man, I'm not even joking. Like, that's a good job, right? The Alabama job, because it's right now it's the premier job.
Yeah.
But the one thing, you know, and I found this out the hard way. Like, I'm not quite to the level of Nick Saban following that. But, you know, there was a point where for high school football fans, of course, you know, for those folks that listen to the show, they know that, you know, we love high school football.
Right.
Love it. You know, you call games for Frederica.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a time there, I was calling games for Camden County.
Right.
And I stepped into that booth and tried to fill the shoes of one J.C. Outlaw.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not easy. J.C. Outlaw, you know, is a legend down there.
A fixture.
Yeah. And, you know, it was time for him to move on. You know, and I was the guy that he wanted to step in for him,
mm-hmm.
and try to carry that torch. And man, I'm telling you, when you follow a legend,
it's hard.
It ain't easy. It is not easy. And the expectations, and those are the things that Kalen DeBoer are going to have to deal with. And, you know, and I said in the week in review, mm-hmm. Nick Saban, this is nuts what I'm about to say. Nick Saban had 16 straight seasons with 10 wins or more.
Ooh,
16 straight seasons with 10 wins or more. What happens when you go 9-4?
It's not good enough.
I'm just curious.
It's no way it's good enough.
What happens when you lose to LSU and another game somewhere in the West, and when you get to, oh, I don't know, late November, Alabama's not in the mix for, well, I guess it doesn't matter because they're changing the SEC stuff, but yeah. What happens when you get into late November and Alabama's not in the mix to be in an SEC title game?
Well, you get to be the coach of UAB the next year. That's what happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. I give this 3 years. And you know, you have seen Alabama kid after Alabama kid after Alabama kid transfer to here, to there. Mm-hmm. And now the cupboard over there, all that five-star talent. You know, they had five-star backups. Mm-hmm. Well, now you don't.
And the thing about it is the program's going to have that shadow for a while. If you think about schools like Penn State and, well, their shadow changed for whatever, but Joe Paterno had a shadow over that school for everybody coming after him. Bobby Bowden, Florida State went through their time till they got a national championship after him. But hopefully Alabama doesn't have to experience that slump. Hopefully they can, you know, continue that excellent recruiting, but the one person who could do it, I think he's at Georgia. So,
and the funny thing is, right, there's a good point. And that's a great point, actually. He is Kirby Smart. That's such a smart point.
He's a dude.
The only person in the country that could have saved the Alabama program and kept them at the same level for years and years and years to come, that man's name was Kirby Smart. He was mm-hmm. the only one in the country
right.
that they could have hired and maintained where they were. They didn't get him.
So, yeah, now it's just somebody that it's going to be like the rotating door for a little bit.
Yeah, he's down on St. Simon's on a helicopter is where he's at right now. That's where he's at today.
Living it up.
Yeah. So, but, man, that is a truly, truly, really good point. And, you know, with Kalen DeBoer, I've heard this got all these Alabama kids transferring other places, but, you know, some of the Washington players are transferring into Alabama, so right. they'll be okay. And my response to them is, did you watch the national championship game? Because they certainly didn't look physical. They didn't look fast. And none of those kids on the roster, except for maybe the quarterback, mm-hmm. but none of the kids on the Washington roster jumped out to me and said, hey, I can play in the SEC.
Oh, you're right. And now to come to think of it, if you got guys from Washington being able to go and play in the SEC, then that might help Deion a little bit with getting guys to come to Colorado as far as him being like the coaching figure or the head recruiter. If they can mix it up with guys from Washington and guys from the West Coast and get them actually playing in Alabama, which I don't think that they are fit to play in the SEC because of the different styles. But that might make some room for Deion with that, because Alabama is always thick in the trenches. But, you know, if you do got a guy, a coach coming from Washington, and he's able to mix it up, that would, you know, make a difference in college recruiting all the way around. Nick Saban's a Southern guy, you know?
Yeah. And so, again, another mm-hmm. point. Mm-hmm. So, to my knowledge, DeBoer has zero ties to the SEC or any SEC school.
Which is a problem.
You cannot come into the SEC with no knowledge, no ties, no background, and then expect that you're going to walk into somebody's house mm-hmm. and be able to recruit their kid.
Right.
And for all intents and purposes, I hate what I'm about to say, mm-hmm. but it is kind of true. He's gonna be viewed as, you ain't from around here.
Easily, you know. And the thing is, there's a different culture in Washington, like on the West Coast. It's a little bit more of like a vibe, a free for all. It's, you know, a very, very progressive place. I'm not saying that in the South that we're not progressive, but we hold on to like traditional values and certain things. So without knowing all of those, you know, values, you could enter here and come the totally wrong way. I had that issue just moving from California, you know, just coming down here. There's a certain way you have to speak to people. You have to learn people's culture. You have to learn how people communicate. Is he going to do the work like Nick Saban is naturally the guy doing an electric slide at somebody's family reunion, eating sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie? Doesn't matter. The culture doesn't matter. He's in there. Like, he's got to do that.
And the thing is, you know, long before he took the Alabama job, you know, he had had all that success at LSU.
Right.
So, you know,
we don't even mention what he did at LSU.
I know, right?
And he was the national champion at LSU easily.
So he had already been through, you know, the recruiting wars and covered all of that ground,
right,
and laid some groundwork, mm-hmm, in the SEC before he took the Alabama job. So it wasn't foreign territory for him. Been there, done that. Knows,
right.
I know what it's about. I know how hard it is to win on Saturday
right,
down south.
Right,
it
right,
ain't
right,
easy.
I'm telling you.
So, you know, I think that's going to be a problem for Coach DeBoer. I think that he's going to have a hard time. Now, I did see that he, which is a good hire, he did get the defensive coordinator from, maybe it was UAB.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did hire the DC from UAB. But then again, you know, I come back to that too. You could look at that two different ways. It's a guy that knows the state of Alabama and knows the
right,
kids, so that's probably a help. And the other way of looking at it is he's hiring the coach, a defensive coordinator from UAB?
Yeah, it's like he's not a part of it for a reason, right? Already, right? Nick would have knew.
Yeah.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids eat free Mondays. Fletzy discount Tuesday. Student discount day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
All right, guys. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You only get one shot at this. Time to get into Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift for that special someone. Don't get stressed out. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, we have it all and more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. all the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront, BubbaGarcias.com, and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. And it's tricky to rock around, to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
Man, I'm sitting here looking at this Alabama schedule for 2024, and it's completely conceivable that they would go 7-5.
That's ugly.
I mean, that's you know, so they start out with Western Kentucky, you know, okay, and then South Florida.
Win.
And then they have to go to Madison, Wisconsin to play the Badgers. Now, I think they'll get that game against Wisconsin. But that won't be an easy one.
Yeah, the Badgers were decent at one point last year.
The Badgers are always a good football team. They've got a good football program up that way where it's cold, and they're typically a pretty physical football team.
Oh yeah.
And then on September the 28th, in Tuscaloosa, Georgia pays a visit to Alabama, and I don't think Alabama's winning that game. Nick Saban's not on the sideline. Georgia's still loaded. Carson Beck's going to be back. And you've got this mass exodus from Alabama. Right. I think Georgia goes in there and gets a W. That's one loss.
Right.
All right. And then October the 19th, the third Saturday in October, right? Tennessee and Alabama, the game's in Knoxville. Loss. You're not winning that one either.
And that's hard for like out the gate, like introduction to Tennessee, who's on the upside of being Tennessee right now.
And somebody better tell Kalen DeBoer that when you go to Knoxville, be prepared to hear Rocky Top 104 times while you're there, because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. God almighty. And then they've got Missouri. Now, Missouri obviously had a really good season this year.
Right.
They're going to lose a little bit for next year, so I don't think they'll be as good. So, okay, I'll and that game's in Tuscaloosa, so I'll say okay. And then they're going to go to Baton Rouge.
Ugly.
You know, LSU's going to have a new quarterback.
Right.
Okay, so all right. But they're still going to have a pretty good football team, and Alabama's got to go to Baton Rouge. And I don't know what the networks are going to do with this game yet, but I'm just here to tell you, if Alabama plays this game during the day, they got a shot to win it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if the networks decide, oh, we want to do LSU-Alabama at night,
oh, it's
forget it.
That's all bad.
Forget it. You're not beating LSU in Death Valley at night. So that's three losses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final two games of the season, Alabama goes to Oklahoma, goes to Norman to play Oklahoma, and then the last game, of course, they will be at home, but it's Auburn, and you don't ever know about that game. So there, in reality, there are five very distinct possibilities of losses on the Alabama schedule, and that's not the coin flip games. That's not South Carolina. That's not the Wisconsin game that I'm even talking about. I'm just saying the games that I expect them to lose, LSU, Tennessee, and Georgia, for sure. That's three losses, for sure. Going to Oklahoma, coin flip.
Right.
Auburn's always a coin flip. Always. I don't care how good Alabama is.
And no matter what Auburn's record is, they're always there ready for a fight. I really believe just facing any SEC school that knows what they're doing and what their program is doing, like you say, Tennessee, LSU, those schools, to go into Baton Rouge, to go into Death Valley, to go into Knoxville and not know who you are as an SEC team is bad for anybody. And Alabama's going to be no different if they don't establish who they are early with recruiting, play style, everything.
Well, they're going to have to refill the roster. That's another thing is, you know, this overall talent and depth on the roster isn't going to be what Alabama's accustomed to being in those games. You don't have Nick Saban on the sideline, who is, you know, has proven himself to be a fantastic coach, in-game coach, in-game strategist, making changes while the game is going on in progress. He was a mastermind at that. That's why he's got so many national championships. That's why he's beaten Georgia so many times.
Those adjustments, which we see, you know, a problem in all coaching right now. A lot of coaches don't know how to make those adjustments. Like, that's why you just see those points where once you're crushed, you've just lost. But like you say, you might watch SEC championship game and Alabama be down, and then by the end of the game, what, we're in overtime. He's figured it out, you know?
Let Kalen DeBoer mess up. Let him mess around and lose five games his first season in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah, it's over. It's over. He's at Troy State. It's Troy State. It's over.
9-3, best case.
That's decent.
And you 9-3, best case.
Nice bowl game.
And you'll probably get, you know, I don't really know how the bowls are going to be handled with a 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
But you know, that's a good question. Is 9-3 for Alabama going to be good enough to get in a 12-team playoff? Is 9-3 good enough?
Well, then there you just solved it right there. If they're 9-3, they're in the playoffs.
So if they're 9-3 with losses to Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU, and they're in as what, an 11 or a 12? Because I don't know, man. Like, I think once you get into that tier of three loss teams,
yeah,
it's going to be hard to argue your way into a college football playoff, even with 12 teams. I think you might have a three loss team here or there, but I don't think it's going to be the norm with a 12-team field. So
I just think it's better to have three losses if you're Alabama rather than be Houston or Northwestern or somebody. I think it's 9-3 at Alabama is 9-3 at Alabama, you know? That just as far as looking at how they're going to look at it. But you never know. They surprise us every year.
So 9-3 at Alabama, then he goes to the bowl game and gets whoever and then wins. There's a 10-win season.
I mean, we kind of already do that with them with the SEC championship anyway. As long as they have a certain amount of wins, if they win that game, they're going to get their respect for the playoffs. And so I see Alabama, if they're around three losses, they'll be in there.
Man, that's first off, I think if they've got three SEC losses, they've got no shot of getting into the SEC championship game because their losses would be to LSU, Tennessee, and Georgia.
Oh, and no. Oh, yeah. They wouldn't be in the SEC
championship.
There'd
be no shot for them having the extra SEC game. Right. So they'd go straight to a bowl game.
Straight to it.
And at 9-3, you know, you win, you go 10-3, you lose, your 9-4. I don't know who they would.
You know what? Who are the teams that are 9 and who have three lost teams this year? All the three lost teams, because that'll tell you a lot about, you know, who is eligible and who would actually make a difference in the college playoff.
That depends on how you're asking the question. Are you looking for three lost teams before the bowl games?
Yeah.
Or three lost teams after the bowl games?
Before the bowl games.
Well, we'll have to get our producers on that to get us a list and see what that looks like. But I know that after the bowl game, Oklahoma was one of those three lost teams.
Oh, okay. All right. So here, I'm looking at this is the final poll.
Okay.
I'm looking at it. When it comes to three losses, this is from number 11, Arizona from the Pac-12, they're 10-3. LSU was 10-3. Penn State, 10-3. Notre Dame, 10-3. Oklahoma, 10-3. And, yeah, that's the last team. So those three lost teams, you got Oklahoma, Notre Dame, Penn State, LSU. It looks like the bottom
that's,
of
and that's yeah, the that's yeah, the that's, final poll. That's after that's the they final. Played the bowl game.
Right after. That's after. Yeah. So
Arizona won their bowl game. Did LSU win their bowl game?
Let me check.
I think they did. Penn State lost their bowl game. Notre Dame lost theirs. Oklahoma lost theirs.
Okay. Let me see. LSU. I still don't see it. I'm running.
Okay. Well,
let me get it. But we'll get it together. I know that
Oklahoma lost theirs. I know that Penn State lost theirs. Mm-hmm. I know that Arizona won theirs because they beat Oklahoma to win that game. So, you know, those are all three lost teams after the fact.
Right.
So, again,
those would still be two lost teams.
Those would have been two lost teams before the bowl games, and so that's what you're looking at to take. I don't think that you're going to see a whole lot of three lost teams in the field of 12. I just can't see it. Mm-hmm.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228 and check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, football season has ended, and so for the Georgia Bulldogs, we start looking toward the 2024 season. And with that, you know, there was a lot of hype coming into 2023 with the Branson Robinson kid at running back, and then he ruptured a patella tendon, which made him miss the entire 2023 season. He's expected to be back in 2024, I think, but I'll defer to you on that. Let me start with, tell me what a patellar tendon is.
Sure, sure. And the patella tendon is basically goes from the bottom of the kneecap to the shin bone. So it's where kind of the end of that whole quad tendon. So your quad muscle, big muscle, front of your leg, helps you run, helps you straighten out your knee, and that sort of coalesces into that patellar tendon that joins the shin to help you lift your leg up, run, and so forth.
So when you do that, typically, what is the prognosis as far as recovery time?
So, and that's a good question, because it's really, we see these injuries at two different populations, kind of a what we call a bimodal distribution. So we see it in younger patients like Branson Robinson's age, and we see it in older patients. And the prognosis is definitely different from the two populations. And it's better prognosis when you're younger. And it's because usually this is more of a sports-related type injury, and a little higher energy, but the tendon is better quality, so it heals with a better result and overall prognosis.
Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So he did this in August, right before the season starts, and for 2023.
Sure.
And so far, you know, it seems like everything's going well. Do you think he'll be ready to go by, you know, September for the season opener?
Definitely. I do. A lot of the rehab isn't as much for the patellar tendon. You give it time and it'll heal. You know, you repair it, but these heal very well in that respect. But what happens is during that time frame, the quad muscle atrophies. It's not being used. Mm. He's not conditioning. They're doing some work. They're getting his range of motion. They're getting some minimal amount of strength back, but you can only stress it so much as you allow it to heal. And that takes, 3 to 4 months, sometimes longer. And then you have to turn around and strengthen the whole leg back up. So that's why this is, more of a 9 to 12 month type process, kind of like an ACL.
So you don't foresee him being back for the spring game in April?
I don't think so. Okay. I mean, it would be, maybe just to run a route, but not any type of, I wouldn't think any type of contact.
When you say, you said a second ago, about repairing the tendon.
Sure.
What goes into that? How do you repair it?
Well, a lot of times the tendon actually, more often than not, the tears are off the inferior pole of the patella. And some of these people get some patellar tendonitis, inflammation of the patellar tendon, and it usually occurs right at the bottom of the kneecap where that tendon inserts. And so the repair is fixing the tendon back to the kneecap or patella, usually with anchors. Sometimes we do little bone tunnels with sutures that go through the kneecap. And again, all you're doing is you're taking that tendon and you're compressing it and pulling it back down to the lower portion of the kneecap to get it to heal. And then that tendon has to incorporate back to the bone. So that's where you're looking at 3 to 4 months before you know it's healed. And then you got to do your rehab and reconditioning and so forth.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. You know, one thing that I have learned through some of these conversations with you is a lot of times whenever, you tear something and then it gets repaired, and your recovery time to get back on the field is X, but it takes longer than that to really get back to where you were. Do you feel the same way with this type of injury, or is he going to be able to step back and be ready?
It could. And it's kind of like maybe a good example would be the Ronald Acuna. He had his ACL repaired and everything looked good. He kind of ran through therapy. His knee felt good. But we saw at the beginning of the season, he was a step short. He was a little hesitant with a couple of during a few plays. However, he progressed throughout the season.
Yeah.
And he got better throughout the season. So will Robinson come back and be 100% at the beginning of next season? He definitely could be. But at the same time, you might notice he might not be sort of running downhill with the same type of kind of reckless abandon or motivation as if he had not ruptured his patellar tendon. And it might just take a little bit of time and a little bit of confidence. Sometimes it's a little bit between your ears too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, Dr. Sasser, once again, appreciate your time and making me smarter.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch and the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Gold Coast Golf Carts and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenGhostGolfCarts.com.
You know, on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Falcons interviewing coaches. Bill Belichick.
Oh, major.
Interviewing for Atlanta.
All right, guys. Valentine's Day is just around the corner. You only get one shot at this. Time to get into Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift for that special someone. Don't get stressed out. Let Cunningham Jewelers' friendly staff help you find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. Charms, bracelets, rings, earrings, we have it all and more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Happy Friday, sports fans. This is Paul Sanders with Somerset Mortgage, and I want to remind you one of the best ways to build wealth for you and your family is to own your own home. It's not easy to save money, but the smart folks at Somerset Mortgage know how to help you buy a home with little or no money out of your pocket at today's great fixed rates. To find out if you qualify today or what it takes to qualify tomorrow, call us at 638-2020. We are locally owned, so when you come to Somerset, you'll know you're home. That's 638-2020.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
While you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
It just seems to me, we talked about this in the break, it just seems to me that over the last, almost decade, that the Falcons have hired coaches where they're not really picking coaches based upon credentials or how well you've done at your previous job or how much experience you have. They're just picking the coach with the most blandest name that they can find. We've gone Mike Smith to Dan Quinn to Arthur Smith Now we're just hoping for a John Jones.
John Jones. Right? That'll make it just regular right there.
Yeah. That's kind of been the MO. Arthur Blank's hiring pattern is, how bland is your name? You're hired.
Could you imagine Arthur like in the office, like going through like a hat with just like a bunch of names like scribbled on them? Right. who am I thinking next for coach?
or maybe what he does is he just write, like, think of the most common name that I can think of, and then he writes on a piece of paper. He tells the staff, go find guys with this name
anywhere
and bring them in for an interview.
Oh man, yeah. That's awful. Falcon staff out there at the airport with a sign, just John Jones.
So they have had Harbaugh and Belichick both interview for the job this past week, the open Atlanta Falcons job. There's no shot that I see Bill Belichick taking the Atlanta Falcons position. And I don't really think there's a good chance that Jim Harbaugh takes it either. I think that both those guys, if they're smart, they've got their eyes set on the San Diego job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whoever gets it, and then the other one's going to have to find somewhere else to go. So interviewing for these jobs for both guys is pretty smart. I'm actually kind of flattered that Belichick and Harbaugh even agreed to get in the room.
Well, you know, first it makes me think, well, are the Falcons, like, so desperate that they're ready to cheat to win? I think the Falcons might be ready.
Look, man.
They're ready to cheat to win.
It's a big coup. If they're capable of landing a Jim Harbaugh or a Bill Belichick, yeah. that's a big win for them. It's certainly a step up from any of the coaches that they've had that I can remember, even – you know, all the way back to maybe Dan Reeves.
Well, it'll work. Yeah, because Dan Reeves, major part of Falcons history and culture, these are two guys who have built culture where they're at. John Harbaugh, you know, we seen him do it.
Good point.
We seen him do it in San Francisco, then start it over and do it at Michigan, and we've seen him do it at Stanford.
In the NFL, it doesn't matter how good of a coach you are. You know, I had this conversation, I think maybe even with you, Callie, I had this conversation before, and look, the head coaching jobs are finite in the NFL. There's only so many of them.
Right.
And you don't get one of those jobs for being an idiot.
At all.
Like,
no,
you get one of those jobs because you are an elite coach.
Right.
And a lot of times in the NFL, you'll see these coaches, half of them don't make it. You know, they don't, they're not successful. And the common denominator with those guys that didn't make it, they don't have a quarterback. So it doesn't matter in the NFL how good a coach you are. If you don't have a quarterback, it just doesn't matter. So right now, Atlanta, they don't have a quarterback.
Well, both those guys have an eye for talent. We know one thing. Belichick, he's created a couple of quarterbacks that have left. We've seen his system. I mean, and when you talk about Belichick, one of the things that sticks out to me in my head is the years where Tom is down and you got guys like Matt Castle and Garoppolo balling, going to the playoffs, like with that same team. He has a good quarterback culture. He knows how to pick. I'll give him that. That could solve that problem.
That's pretty fair. That's a good observation there. He has done that in the past, and then, you know, Garoppolo had a pretty good career in this league. Matt Castle, not so much, but Garoppolo certainly did. You look at what their roster is, and you hear all these rumors about Justin Fields the Atlanta Falcons, and, you know, that they're willing to give up a number one pick to get Justin Fields from the Bears if the Bears decide to move on. There ain't no way on God's green earth that Jason Bishop, if he was the general manager, would be given a number one pick for Justin Fields. You know what I would do, actually?
Well, what's your pick?
Kelly, I would do is I would sign Kirk Cousins.
Oh, you keep throwing the Kirk Cousins.
I would sign Kirk Cousins. I would do my 2 years with him.
Uh-huh.
And I would say, look, man, we've got Kyle Pitts. We've got Drake London. We've got Robinson on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just distribute the ball.
Don't
turn the ball over.
But do you think it's more of Kirk Cousins, or do you think the Vikings do have like a – because, I mean, you got guys like Jefferson. I mean – Is there anybody on the Falcons squad that's Jefferson-esque? I mean, Drake's good. Don't get me wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know, but at the same time, thinking about what they're doing and how, you know, that offense goes, do you think that he can get there and just fall in place and make it go?
It's funny you say this, because I was just up in Minneapolis not very long ago around New Year's, and I was talking to some folks up there that are Vikings fans, and they are all down on Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
they're just like, yeah, man, you know, it's just time to move on. He's too old. He's constantly getting injured. He doesn't have the same arm strength. And like all this stuff, they are just blasting him. And I'm sitting here listening to these Viking fans, these delusional Viking fans, and I'm thinking to myself, where were you before Kirk Cousins got here?
Yeah, they didn't have anything going after Adrian Peterson for a while.
You weren't very good.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins elevated your franchise and made them at least somewhat relevant and got you to the playoffs several years. And I think there were a couple years where the Vikings had the best record in the NFL or in the NFC. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't go their way in the playoffs. But I'm sitting here listening to the Viking fans say, oh, it's time for a change. I don't think you understand how hard it is to find a good quarterback in the NFL that can play on that level. So if they want to dismiss Kirk Cousins, same thing with the Cowboys.
Right.
If I was Jerry Jones, you know, we talked about how hard it would be to get rid of Dak's contract and all of that stuff. But in my opinion, if I'm a general manager, whether it's in Atlanta or whether it's Dallas, if I'm Jerry Jones in Dallas, Mike McCarthy, you're gone. Dak Prescott. If I got to release you, I'll just release you and eat your salary. And I'm going to sign Kirk Cousins. Whew. And I'm going to do 2 years with Kirk Cousins and let him not turn the ball over and make a play here or there because he can still make plays.
Right.
But he's not going to be that quarterback that goes out and, you know, wins a game for you. But if you need him to make a couple of throws to win you a game.
Right.
And I think with both of those teams, that'd be the position that he would be in. With the Falcons, it'd be like, hey, man, we're really good offensive. We got a lot of good pieces. Distribute the ball. We'll work on the defense. Win some shootouts for us.
Okay.
You know, make some throws here and there while we try to get the defense in the next couple years. And then, you know, maybe by your second or if you do play 3 years, man, we might be really good here.
Well, you know, I think if, when you're talking about the Falcons and you're talking about the Cowboys, it probably could work for them just because of the teams that they have in the NFC East right now that they have to play. Really, I don't really see anybody except for like the Eagles really giving that challenge. So Kirk Cousins could come in.
NFC South and is elevate. Worse. NFC South is worse.
Yeah, and so that's what I was about to say. NFC South, he could fall in and, you know, just fit in there and win some games, even with not even going phenomenally going off or throwing five touchdowns, just competing in that area. So you know what? For those two teams, I'll give it.
And you would get Kirk Cousins for a lot less than you would get Justin Fields.
True. But you know what? I think a telltale sign about Bill Belichick, the telltale sign is after Tom Brady left and they have the year with Cam Newton. It doesn't go the way that he wants it to go, but he's letting you know, hey, this is where I'm going with the game. This is the type of quarterback that I want. So if they do get Fields, then I think that's a sign that Belichick's coming because I think that's what Belichick wants to change. He wants to go heavy defense, and he wants to be able to a quarterback that can run the rock. That's what I think.
Okay, so let me ask this question, right, because this is the telltale question, and, you know, you're getting tight on time. So if you're the Atlanta Falcons, let's disassociate from the Cowboys situation. If you're the Atlanta Falcons and you had – and we talked about this. If you had Justin Fields as your quarterback – instead of being 7-9, you're probably 10-7.
Okay.
If you had Kirk Cousins as your quarterback, are you 10-7 or are you better?
It depends on which Kirk Cousins shows up.
Oh man.
Don't get me wrong. I've seen Kirk Cousins ball out. Like the playoff game versus New Orleans. Like I've seen some games where he really went in and did his thing. But at the same time, I just don't – when you start naming those guys, when you name Mahomes, when you name Burrow, if you name C.J. Stroud right now, like just guys who are at the top of their game.
I completely feel Kirk Cousins is in the same class as all of those guys.
Oh, man, no. I can't say that.
Yeah, I mean, he's in the same he's like in the tier right below the Patrick Mahomes types.
So he's
in the next tier, but he's in the tier above Justin Fields.
But Kirk Cousins – him and Josh Allen are like this. Like, and Josh Allen isn't on the level where, like, Mahomes is right now or Mahomes or Burrow. But, like, even Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins are this far away from each other.
I've got Josh Allen in that group. In the top Allen.
Group? I could put Josh Allen.
I've got him with Burrow and Mahomes. I've got Josh Allen there in that group. And then I've got Kirk Cousins, who is, like, you know, the guy that's not on the football team. But he's the musician. right?
Okay, okay.
Like that's where Kirk, he's the next step. Like you can't date the quarterback, so I'll date the tight end.
Okay.
Right?
And so in saying that though, does the Falcon fan base want to take that? Like, are they looking for the, okay, I'll take this, or do they want the player? You're talking about a fan base that's had Michael Vick. You know, a fan base that Matt Ryan, no matter what you say about him, they knew what kind of quarterback they had each and every week, like a gunslinger, you know? So it's one of those things as to,
do you not see a lot of similarities between Matt Ryan and Kirk Cousins?
I don't know, because Matt Ryan's, he's just a little bit bigger. I like him, you know, he's played, his receivers that he played with, come on, he got a number of receivers that have done good. Roddy White, Julio Jones. Okay. Like, you know.
Okay, so this is what I'm going to say. With Justin Fields at quarterback this past season, the Atlanta Falcons would have gone 10-7 and made the playoffs and won the division, okay? Because it's really two wins. It's a two-win gap. Mm-hmm. With Kirk Cousins, that same Atlanta Falcons team is 12-5 and probably at least in a second round playoff team, at least, if not an NFC championship game.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Smack in the middle of high school basketball season, and the Statesboro Blue Devils look poised to be a factor. 7 games remain for the 12-3 Blue Devils. Also off to a good start are the 16-3 Glen Academy Red Terrors. Glenn swept crosstown rival Brunswick High in both games and is eyeing a region championship themselves. Meanwhile, down in Camden, the Wildcats are 14-4 and also looking to win a region championship. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelined you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.